Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. The trade deadline in the NBA is 3 p.m. today. That is coming right up. We're talking about under 6 hours from this moment. What do you want your team to do? 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is brought to you by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call, click, Grainger.com, or just stop by. Earlier this week, Key, J., we asked, what would it take for the Super Bowl to take a backseat in the press this week? Because Kyrie set off the week with the trade, and we talked Kyrie on Monday. But what would it take to still be talking NBA by Thursday, Friday? And we were like, if KD gets traded. KD got traded. KD just got traded.
I know. That's why I was laughing at the rejoin coming back in, because I'm sitting there, Jay, and I'm saying to myself, oh, that was very smart of me. Oh, they're going to be one of the top. That makes them one of the top three teams in the West. I'm like, okay, Captain Obvious.
So the Phoenix Suns are acquiring Kevin Durant and Key?
T.J. Warren.
T.J. Warren in a blockbuster trade with the Brooklyn Nets. Phoenix sending Mikal Bridges, Cam Johnson, and Jay Crowder. Boy, right there, it's exactly what the Nets needed to go with Kyrie and KD to win a championship, right? Anyway, in addition to that, four first-round picks and a 2028 pick swap goes to Brooklyn. Brian Windhorst, NBA insider on ESPN, Hoop Collective podcast, was on Get Up this morning
with
J. Will. Did I mention that you were on that, Jay?
I was about to say, when did you go on there, Jay?
Literally 10 minutes ago.
Yeah. You move fast, man.
Quick.
He does.
And you change, too, probably. You go on there with a hoodie?
You see it, yeah, with a hoodie and a jacket on top.
And a sport coat.
Yeah,
the hoodie
and a T-shirt underneath the sport coat,
and
underneath the hoodie.
Not the white Hanes T-shirt like Max was wearing yesterday.
It wasn't a Hanes T-shirt. That was the
no,
problem.
I can see you got thick collar. Yeah, Max had that thin bacon collar.
Bacon collar. That was never a thing until MJ made that commercial.
That was Hanes.
Or was that Fruit of the Loom?
I don't remember.
I still wear Fruit of the Loom T-shirt.
Yeah. Come on, man. Back in, I don't know
only
what it is now, but
Fruit of the Loom
three
like
in a pack
else.
For $10. You couldn't
I'm
beat
to
it.
In that fruit.
Pop those right out of the. Pop those right out of the.
As a kid,
pack.
I couldn't
they
wait to get. As a kid, I remember Spider-Man. Oh, I couldn't wait to get my Spider-Man Fruit of the Looms in my. Yeah, I couldn't wait.
Underoos.
Underoos. Oh, underoos.
Yeah.
The whole deal.
Underoos.
Come on, man. Jay, you're too young to remember that, I think, Jay.
Underoos. Remember kangaroos?
I don't know the whole underoos thing.
Underoos.
You remember ruse like kangaroos? Those
no,
sneakers?
Jay don't remember the kangaroo shoes.
Oh, yeah. Kangaroo.
Jay was too young.
What year was that? 68?
This is like 83, 84.
80, early yeah. 80s.
Early 80s. They had
I was
a
just
thick,
born.
Late
70s.
Jay, they had a thick rubber sole. It's like, think New Balance before New Balance, but it was thick
have
rubber
sole. Have you seen a pair of kangaroos
with a
at all?
On the side.
Have you ever seen a pair?
I just never, it wasn't something
they rocked. They had them in the NBA.
I mean, I should wear that next time they were testing, marking my height.
Do you remember Brooks, the shoes?
Yeah, I remember Brooks.
Okay.
Remember
that
Brooks.
Same kind of, yeah.
British Knights.
British Knights.
I remember the British Knights.
All right, listen.
Fresh
to death. All right, Brian Windhorst said the following with a guy named Jay Will on Get Up moments ago.
First off, I'd like to just point out that Kyrie and James Harden are free agents in the summer. So if you think this is over, it ain't over. And Kyrie really was interested in being in Phoenix. So just start thinking about that. But let's put that off to the side. This didn't start when Harden wanted out. This started in 2019 when the Brooklyn Nets decided the only answer that they would give to Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant, and really it was Kyrie Irving because Durant was coming alongside for the ride. It should have been Durant leading and not Kyrie, but whatever. Kyrie used some mind trick to get Durant to go along with him. I didn't believe it then. I don't believe it now. And they just kept saying, yes, you will pay DeAndre Jordan $40 million. Yes, you will fire Kenny Atkinson as the coach. Yes, you will hire Steve Nash as the coach. Yes, you will do this. Yes, you will do this. Yes. It wasn't until the Nets started saying no that there were problems. No, Kyrie, you can't have the exact extension you want. No, Kevin, we're not going to trade you with 3 years or 4 years left on your contract. No, Kyrie, we still said you can't have the extension that you want. They were saying yes, 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 yes. They lost control. And when they started saying no, then everything fell apart.
Wait, Jay, did I hear Brian right? Did he say that Kyrie in Phoenix. Did I hear that at all next summer?
No, you heard that correctly.
Oh, man, why you got to do that to me early in the morning? I'm like, huh?
Well, I mean, look, Kyrie.
It's not over yet.
Could you just imagine a world next year, CP3 turning 38?
No.
You're trying to find a way to get off that contract. You sign Kyrie Irving as an unrestricted free agent, and you got Kyrie Irving, KD, and Devin Booker on the same squad?
I feel like we've seen this before.
Have we seen this before?
But the difference is what Bobby Marks said, you need one person there who was drafted by the team.
Devin Booker.
And that makes it a little different. Like when the Big Three got together, remind me, you talk about the biggest disappointments, by the way, them losing that first championship. People don't remember.
To
it was
Dallas.
Considered a massive.
That was a huge one.
Because you had two of the three or four best players in the league on the same team, plus Chris Bosh. But Wade was there. Wade was already there in a Pat Riley, Eric Spoelstra situation. D Book is there, but is that the same thing as having Wade, right? If could he fold KD and Kyrie into that and be that link to something about the organic
this
chemistry
is,
of the team?
CJ,
yeah.
This is when I need Adam Silver to step in as a commissioner.
And stop it.
Stop this
quick.
In the summertime. You know what I'm saying? Just let them know you can't keep orchestrating these type of moves without the Lakers being involved. But go ahead, Jay.
Yeah, without the Lakers being involved.
Well, I was going to go back to something that Wendy said, Key, as relates to it should have been KD's team, which management wanted it to be Kevin Durant's team. But just so people can understand a little bit of context here on this one, you know, you have to remember when Kevin Durant made that decision to be a Brooklyn Net, it was right after he tore his Achilles, Max. So, like, there was a very fragile state, right, where you're wondering, like, what kind of player am I going to be? Will I come back and be the same, right? This Achilles injury has crippled a lot of people in their careers.
Sure.
Right? Who would have thought that KD would come back to be a better version of what he was beforehand? But Kyrie was, like, by his side. He stuck with him. And Kyrie was already going to Brooklyn. So Kyrie had the leverage in the relationship with management, right? Because, like, well, KD's coming. And management's like, well, KD's the best player. But Kyrie already had the position with the team. Like, this is my team. Like, I wanted to come back and play for the New Jersey / Brooklyn Nets. This is where I grew up. I grew up dreaming of playing. So it was always that struggle for management and ownership with that.
So clearly, just based on what Wendy said, the relationship that most people probably think based on Kyrie leaving and being traded now, Kevin being traded and Kyrie leaving, Kevin essentially in Brooklyn all by himself by his so-called behavior that forced the organization to get rid of him. How's that relationship, you think that relationship is now, Jay?
I don't know. I think when it's all said and done, I think KD would have loved for Kyrie to buy in, to win a chip together. And I hear what Wendy's saying, and it is a thought about Kyrie to Phoenix when it's all said and done. But I think there's a higher likely probability of Kyrie going to play with LeBron in L.A. more so than I see Kyrie teaming back up with KD in Phoenix.
Mm, okay.
I think that leadership, it's a different style that KD will have from CP3. We'll see if they bump heads. But inevitably, I like that core better personally for Kevin Durant than I do bringing Kyrie back with KD and Devin Book.
Good. Now you okay. I feel.
Am I talking now. Sense now?
No, you just make sense? Me feel better because Wendy just completely drained me, Max.
I think there's too much. I think, Key, LeBron and Kyrie are more compatible to me than I see Kyrie and KD.
Yeah.
I see CP3 and KD more compatible than I do Kyrie and KD.
What's fascinating now about the Western Conference?
Compatible. Not saying skill set, but compatible.
Is once upon – look, when KD – went to Golden State, LeBron and no one else had a chance. That didn't prove anything to me about KD versus LeBron because, come on, man, that's not a level playing field. KD on that team? But KD on Phoenix, even if you think they're the team to beat, that's not like an unbeatable super team. That's just an excellent collection of talent. We got to see how it plays out. It's not like the Warriors who already had everything going, right? LeBron and the Lakers now can make moves – even yes. if it's not in these playoffs, but for next season,
mm-hmm.
where KD and LeBron will be on more equal footing in the same conference going toe-to-toe. Oh. The two best players of their era going toe-to-toe where they each have a fighting chance at least. Because LeBron didn't have a chance in Cleveland compared to that Golden State team.
Okay, but KD got something one up right now on LeBron, which is Devin Booker.
Yep.
But I guess you could say if they keep AD, the clock is still ticking, Jay, you know, but if they keep AD and then they add a Kyrie, then he gets, I think now all of a sudden, the Lakers are above the Suns. But if that doesn't happen, now what?
Right, but let's say it's some in between. Let's say AD gets moved for nice parts, like really nice parts, but no one on you know that Devin Booker level. But then the Lakers get Kyrie, so it's LeBron, Kyrie, and nice parts versus KD, Book, and nice parts. I mean, that's about as even as you can get it.
I mean, the
now
best is as we sit here and do all these hypotheticals, though. I mean, if Fred VanVleet were to go to the Clippers, oh Lord,
yeah.
That's going to be a tough team to beat.
Eye roll again.
We still don't know how Kyrie and Luka are going to play together. And you can still make a case that if that thing pops off the right way.
We're rushing past that.
I mean,
Kyrie
like, why
and Luka
am I going anywhere?
Right now.
Wait for it. No state taxes in Dallas, right?
Like, man, they've been pitching this Dallas thing forever, Key. No one's buying
it, right?
They've been pitching it forever.
They've been pitching the Dallas thing forever?
Yeah.
In the Clipper thing forever.
Forever.
And forever. That's why I roll as soon as I get Fred VanVleet goes to the clip. Okay, go right ahead.
I mean,
Clippers are going to clip.
Who saw this happening with Phoenix?
Tune in to NBA action tonight. And Key has some tickets that he'd like to sell you also. Lakers host the Bucks, presented by Indeed. And Jay has some Nets tickets also. There's some tickets for sale on this show.
Bulls
coverage begins at 9:30 p.m.
On,
Eastern
Bulls.
On select ESPN radio stations. Stephen A. coming on to talk KD trade.
I got two.
Keyshawn, J. Willem X, ESPN
radio. I got
two. Radio.
Who needs them?
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Kyrie and James Harden are free agents in the summer. So if you think this is over, it ain't over. And Kyrie was interested in being in Phoenix.
Oh, man, why you got to do that to me early in the morning?
I think there's a higher likely probability of Kyrie going to play with LeBron in L.A. more so than I see Kyrie teaming back up with KD.
No, you just make me feel better. Yeah.
Keyshawn,
yeah.
J. Will, and Max, we are presented by Progressive Insurance. The trade deadline is under 6 hours away.
Oh.
We started the week with Kyrie traded, so that dominated Monday. This is the week of leading up to the Super Bowl, and we asked the question, what would it take to bump the Super Bowl off the front page, off the headline, off the lead of shows, you know, heading into the weekend? KD trade. That happened, and now we're asking, is another domino going to fall in the next 6 hours?
Max, I need to hear from our next guest on this, though. Stephen A. Smith. S.A., tell me what you think.
What up?
Tell me what you think.
What up, y'all?
Kevin Durant to Phoenix.
Tell me
where it is, Stephen A. Talk to me.
Well, Phoenix don't have any excuses, I can tell you that. I mean, you got Kevin Durant with Kevin Booker, with DeAndre Ayton and Chris Paul. I definitely think that that could put you in a position where the expectation would be championship or bust. I don't think there's any way to look at that. I also think that, once again, you got Kevin Durant going to a squad that he makes them completely loaded. I don't think that he completely shifts the balance of power now the way that he did in when he arrived in Golden State. There was no reason to even have that damn season because we knew that Golden State were going to win. Nobody was in their class. Nobody could compete with them with Kevin Durant joining the Splash Brothers. This is different. I think that Denver is still a very, very formidable squad. that could make some noise in the Western Conference. I think the expectation that it will come down to Phoenix and Denver because of the arrival of Kevin Durant joining Ayton, Booker, and CP3. But it remains to be seen. And as it pertains to Kyrie Irving, he's going to be in Dallas, obviously. And because he's in Dallas, I don't expect them to make but so much noise, not with Denver and Phoenix being in the position that they're in. But you're going to hear a lot of talk about him because Phoenix did want. They wanted KD and Kyrie. They didn't have the assets to pull that off. So Kyrie was targeting Phoenix or L.A. And L.A. obviously didn't have the necessary Joe Tsai did not want Kyrie Irving moved to Phoenix or L.A. because he knew that's exactly where Kyrie wanted to go. That's the biggest reason Kyrie is in Dallas, because the owner for the Brooklyn Nets did not want him in Phoenix or L.A. because he knew that's exactly where Kyrie wanted to go.
And he could wind up there anyway. He could wind up there anyway during the summer, no question about it. No, not this season.
So, Stephen A., you got to remember, King, even though he could end up there, he's not going to get the money that he coveted. And that's what Joe Tsai wanted to make sure of.
So, Stephen A., you mentioned
he wanted to cost Kyrie money. He wanted to cost Kyrie money, and he wanted to make sure that Kyrie didn't go where he wanted to go. And those two things were accomplished.
So, Stephen A., you mentioned that Phoenix is no excuses for Phoenix. What about the fact that on the defensive end, though, they're not as strong as they were prior to getting KD, and now you're looking at that where you got some scorers and facilitators, but what about the defensive end of the bargain?
Well, a couple of things. Number one, KD is no slouch defensively. Let's remember that. 7 foot with a 7'6" wingspan that defends on the perimeter as well. So we can't ignore that. We act sometimes like KD don't play defense. KD does play defense. So we got to remember that. Number two, he elevates their offense exponentially, not just because he can score 40 in his sleep, not just because he averages 27 or 28 a night. In this case, he was averaging like 30 before he got injured. But also remember one very, very important thing about KD. He's incredibly efficient. And what I focus on a lot of times with a lot of people is that don't think for 1 second that one's offensive efficiency doesn't compromise an opposing defense or an opposing offense. Because when you can do what the kind of things that KD can do, and you can do it so efficiently, it puts pressure on opposing offenses to be more efficient. So that kind of helps your defense as well. So everybody that's going up against Phoenix, when you have Phoenix in there with the crew that they had, just like when you had Golden State with KD, you literally found yourself in a position where you could not afford to make mistakes because you knew they would make you pay. And that's what I think can't be ignored here. Then you take into account the fact that he's with a true, legitimate point guard. KD played in OKC. Russell Westbrook wasn't a true quintessential point guard. He played in Golden State with Steph Curry, obviously the greatest shooter we've ever seen in our life, but not the quintessential, prototypical point guard. He goes to Brooklyn. That wasn't Kyrie. In CP3, he has a point guard. This is who he's playing with now, somebody that runs a team, that runs a show, that runs an offense. And so because of that, you're talking about him being naturally efficient, but playing with an efficient point guard. And then you got somebody like Devin Booker, who's pretty damn efficient himself. And you've got help on the interior with DeAndre Ayton. Phoenix is the favorites in the West. It is official. I'm just not summarily dismissing Denver and the ability for Denver to ultimately make things happen themselves. I'm not ruling them out. But make no mistake about it, Phoenix is the favorite.
Stephen A. Smith, host of First Take, has a new book out, Straight Shooter, a memoir of second chances and first takes on Amazon. Make sure you cop a purchase. S.A., I do want to ask you about the Brooklyn Nets. Is this the biggest underachievement in NBA sports history, having James Harden, KD, and Kyrie on one team and not winning it?
Yes. But it's not because they didn't win a championship. It's because they really didn't compete. The fact of the matter is they were there for 3.5 years, and they only have one playoff series to show for it. And Kevin Durant and Kyrie didn't even play 75 games together. That's why. If you came short, if you came and you competed against with each other, and you were there, and you were solid together, and what have you, and it just didn't work out because Boston or Milwaukee or somebody was superior, that would be different. But to not even play half of your games together or a quarter of your games together, it's egregious. And I think that, you know, we talk about player empowerment and what have you, and you know, again, they had the keys to the throne, and they blew it. And I think that, not to say that players are not going to have power, I'm certainly not going to go that far, but certainly the KD-Kyrie experiment was so disastrous because of the dysfunction that raked through the franchise and the headlines that grew from it, that there's no way on earth that that's not going to factor into an equation whenever a player is willing to flex muscles and act like they should be a part of management in those decisions. It will forever be tainted in such a way that it's going to have some kind of impact.
But whose fault is that, though, Stephen A.? Is it the players or is it the front office that gave them that power because they were so desperately wanting to do whatever for Kevin and for Kyrie?
Well, it's definitely everybody. From the owner's standpoint, he was a novice. Joe Tsai didn't know about basketball, and here he is doing what he's doing. Sean Marks definitely cannot be absolved. He wanted KD bad. KD said, I'm a package deal with Kyrie. They knew they didn't want Kyrie, but they made the deal because they had to get KD, which I can't blame them for. We understand that. But ultimately, that responsibility has to come down to the players in this respect, Keyshawn. It's one thing if the players were sitting up there and they wanted player movement in terms of players you acquired and stuff like that, and you capitulated to that. I grant you that. But we're talking about dudes just acting professional and coming up to work. We're talking about a guy in Kyrie Irving that missed nearly 50% of his games. Now, KD obviously balled whenever he was healthy, and those were legitimate injuries and what have you. But the distractions that was taking place where Kyrie was getting guys and bringing them on the practice court after Steve Nash would conduct the practice to conduct his own practices and run his own plays and that kind of stuff that was going on. No, you can't listen. You can look at the management and ownership and say, why would they tolerate it? Blah, blah, blah. That is true. There's no doubt about it. They can't be absolved. But in the same breath, you have to be somewhat decent yourself. Understanding the chain of command, understanding the people that you work with, and how to treat folks and how to get along. We can't completely absolve the players from that. So the answer to your question, Keyshawn, will be all of them. Everybody's to blame. Nobody gets absolved.
Stephen A. Smith, thank you for jumping on with us this morning.
All right.
KD trade is dominating the headlines, guys.
That's interesting.
Is anything else coming down the pike? There is 5.5 hours left until the trade deadline. 5.5 hours left. Are we going to get an AD trade? Are we going to get another domino to fall that could affect the power, the balance of power in the NBA? Stephen A. said the Suns are out of excuses. Does this put more pressure on KD or Chris Paul? Keyshawn, J. Willimax, 888-SAY-ESPN.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Stephen A. Smith.
Phoenix don't have any excuses, I can tell you that. I mean, you got Kevin Durant with Kevin Booker, with DeAndre Ayton and Chris Paul. I definitely think that that could put you in a position where the expectation would be championship or bust.
We're in love with that.
We are joined now on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max by Dave Burns, co-host of Burns and Gamboa on Arizona Sports 98.7 FM. You are familiar with their work, Key, right? You
being
public enemy number one in Arizona for some time?
If he listens to me this time around when I tell him something about one of his sports teams instead of listening to Jay Will.
And I was just hyped up on the Red Sea, that's all.
Well, I mean, they listen to you way too much, and if they listen to me about what the Suns just got, then maybe they'll win a championship.
Well, Dave Burns is with us now. Good morning, Dave.
Morning, guys. I'm not the one Keyshawn has the beef with. I'm just the quiet, silent partner to Gambo. So don't take it out on me, Key.
No, I'm not going to take it out on you at all. So what's the buzz around the Phoenix area outside the Super Bowl now that the Suns have grabbed Kevin Durant?
Super Bowl just got totally eclipsed, man. It's just like, what? Super Bowl? Last night, about 11 o'clock when this all came down, it just exploded because this is something that this fan base since late June last year, when it was revealed that Kevin Durant wanted out the first time and that he wanted to go to the Phoenix Suns, we have been obsessed with this idea of getting Kevin Durant here to the point where we held, as a fan base, basically everybody held out all summer just waiting to see, could it happen? And then when it looked like it was dead, it kind of sparked back up again. And the idea that it could happen last summer, and when it finally didn't, the fan base was it was devastating because you have a name like that in front of you and to have it not happen. Waking up this morning, finding out the news, or if you're up last night, you found out the news for a fan base that is just dying for a title around here. It was the best news they could have possibly gotten, and no one's thinking about the Super Bowl right now in Phoenix, at least not among people who live in Phoenix.
What do you think, how will the relationship work between CP3, KD, and Devin Booker?
Look, between Booker and KD, I have no doubt they're going to be great. I mean, we remember during the Olympics in 21, and those two were, I mean, KD just couldn't go a day, it seemed like, without saying great things about Devin Booker. I think they're, and Chris, given his great relationship with Devin Booker, I can't imagine the three of them aren't going to find a way to make it work. Chris loves playing with Devin. I mean, he talks about him, you know, just how they just love to hoop all the time. And so I think the three of them will be fine. The one I'm curious about is DeAndre and just how he's played really well the last couple of weeks, but he's been just so inconsistent his entire career here. Does this wake him up permanently? Does this put him in a spot where he knows he's got to up it because he's got these three greats playing next to him? How he responds, I think, to me is one of the biggest parts of all of this.
Dave Burns, co-host of Burns and Gamboa on Arizona Sports 98.7 FM. Thank you for joining us this morning.
All right, Dave.
My pleasure, guys.
I got to get that Phoenix Suns starter jacket out, start rocking that again.
Well, that's right. And by the way, that's from the Arizona point of view, right? Nick Friedel, ESPN NBA reporter, is in Atlanta for Suns and Hawks. Nick, talk to me, man. Like we asked at the beginning of the week, what
would
knock the
Super
Bowl
Nick?
Off the headlines in a KD trade, and here we are.
Man, I thought this was going to happen, guys. I just did not think it would all come together in 48 hours. But what it shows me, not only did the Nets get a huge haul back in return, but Joe Tsai and Sean Marks respect the hell out of Kevin Durant. And they appreciated that he came into work and did everything he could do for them during his time there. So there's not a doubt in my mind, as we factor in all the different layers of what's gone on here, that they did help him get to the place where he wanted to go and where he thinks he can win a title now. But as far as the Nets are concerned, while they got good returns for Kevin and Kyrie, they are a long, long way away from being back on the NBA map again.
So what do they do here, Nick? I mean, Mikal Bridges, Cam Johnson, Jay Crowder, Spencer Dinwiddie, Dorian Finney-Smith, Ben Simmons, Cam Thomas, Patty Mills, Joe Harris. I mean, how many wings can you have on one roster?
That is not a very good team, my man. Just hearing it they are – if I'm Sean Marks right now, I'm just stacking up as many picks as I can. I'm trying to get off that Ben Simmons deal because, as we know, there's still 2 years and $80 million left after this season. And that's probably going to take a little bit of time to figure out what they're going to have to attach to make that happen down the line. But if you're the Nets, it's like going back in time over the summer to what Danny Ainge started to do in Utah. Nobody knew that Markkanen would take the leap that he's taken and become an all-star, but that's kind of the blueprint. You get every good pick you can. You hope that the veteran guys that you have in place can continue to make you competitive night to night. But we all know that superstars drive this league, and the Nets don't have any anymore, and it's going to take time to find the next one that wants to come to Brooklyn.
Nick, when you go back and you look at 2018, 2019, so to speak, this team essentially is the same team, except they got a bunch of picks. Is Kevin Durant's tenure, along with Kyrie and a short stint with James Harden, a complete failure, disaster? What is it?
It's the best team that never was in this era, Keith. And it's a team that will forever be remembered for what it didn't do. And when you are built to win and you are put together to win a championship and you don't do it, with the level of star power that they had on that team, that will be what everybody remembers. It might have happened if there was health in that first season. Everything was clicking, the offense was rolling, and it just never was meant to be. But there's no question that this, as far as the last 15, 20 years or so, is the biggest basketball myth that we've seen in the league.
Nick, that can't be the title of your book, The Best Team That Never Was. The title of your book coming up is It Was All a Dream. That's what you got.
And when they used to read Word Up magazine.
You're welcome, Nick. You're welcome.
That's right. I like it. I like it.
Time to get trade. Okay. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, that was Nick Friedel, ESPN NBA reporter. He was in Atlanta for Suns and Hawks. Does the Kevin Durant trade make the Suns the best team in the West, at least on paper? Does it make them the best team in the West? We're going to get into this, but what do you think? Yes or no off the top, Jay?
Yes.
Key, where are you on that? Best team in the West, yes or no?
Yes.
I have to say yes also on paper, but, Jay, I'm like
Denver on line one.
Denver
on line one.
If Jokic can get his
best
playoff
team on paper.
Game up,
you didn't say best team. Best team on paper. On paper is different.
If Jokic can get his playoff game up the way Jamal Murray did in the bubble, Jokic can at least be his normal self in the playoffs, it's going to be tough.
It helps
to
have Jamal Murray back.
Yeah, it does. Right. He's been missing for a minute. Yes. And then Porter got to stay
healthy.
Joker
gets no respect in the production.
Zero.
No, it's because Yates and Costello, they're both Philadelphia guys.
No, it's fine. Yeah. It's just every year we give the MVP award out. It's the second playoff round. You know,
Yates, you got to get out of the second playoff round.
Listen, man. Y'all like all that other stuff, and
no,
then they lose.
Not,
and then
y'all.
It's, oh, well, they need more. They need Murray, and then now they need
every
Jesus
time.
And
no, I'm with Yates on this one.
And everybody
every
else,
time.
About the Sixers.
They,
in a minute.
What about the Sixers?
In a minute.
Joel Embiid broke his face last year against a dirty play
does
from
Kevin
the
Durant.
Raptors.
Does that
in a
trade,
minute, the goalpost will be in the parking lot for
does
the Nuggets.
Does the Kevin Durant trade make the Suns the best team in the West? 888-SAY-ESPN.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Stephen A. Smith.
Phoenix don't have any excuses, I can tell you that. I mean, you got Kevin Durant with Kevin Booker, with DeAndre Ayton and Chris Paul. I definitely think that that could put you in a position where the expectation would be championship or bust.
Tune in to NBA action tonight as the Lakers host the Bucks, presented by Indeed. Coverage begins at 9:30 p.m. Eastern on select ESPN radio stations. We want your thoughts on the KD trade. Jay, it didn't take long for ownership in Phoenix to make a move, huh?
Imagine I have your Matt Ishibia and his brother Justin. So you buy the team, 57% of the team key for $2 billion. First day in the job, walk in the room, I am him. We just got Kevin Durant.
Sure.
I am him.
He was him before they signed off on the deal to get the team. They had already – they've been planning that 3 months. What are we going to do? Well, when we get the team, I think here's the move we're going to make. Let's go get KD, and let's try to get Kyrie. Well, we may not be able to get both. Don't worry about that. Let me handle it. Just write the check.
Well, it's funny. Like the Ishibia family was in with the Washington football team. They had a shot at that. Fell through. They were in with the Denver Broncos, had a shot at that, lost to the Walton family. And it just so happened that the whole situation happened with Phoenix, and they had a chance to be there on the front line.
And day one, they walk in and go, okay, everybody, watch this. KD, how about here with us, with Devin Booker and the squad?
And the squad.
Terrell in Memphis.
Oh.
You're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
What's up, man?
Oh, man, I call and listen to the show every morning, man. Love the show. But I want to talk about this Kevin Durant trade. I woke up this morning, everybody's so excited, talking about they're the best team in the West. But I see so many holes, man. They gave away their best perimeter defender. He's versatile defender. And we're talking about health in the playoffs. We're talking about health for the season. You got an old point guard. He's not aging. He's old. You have Kevin Durant who's had injury concerns. Where does the defense come from? Where does the depth come from? And the West is stacked with explosive point guards. We're talking about Ja Morant. We're talking about Darren Fox. We're talking about Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Now we're talking about Kyrie Irving. Where does the defense come from in the West? And I'm going to leave that up to y'all.
Well, that's what I've been asking you, Jay, and asked Stephen A. But for some reason, not you, but Stephen A. felt like they could overcome that because they got Book and they got KD, and he gave every excuse but the right one in answering that they either have a defense or they don't.
Well, they're missing pieces, of course, but you still got 5 hours in the trade deadline now. I mean, yeah. Phoenix ain't done making moves. You got to find those wing gaps to stop those defenders. Like you just said, CP3's health has always been a concern, but you have to guard some dogs in the Western Conference.
You know who can guard them?
Who?
KD. Yeah, KD's defense is back.
He can guard who?
KD can guard anyone really nowadays.
Max, I'm not putting KD on Kyrie.
And I'm not putting
KD on Luka.
And I'm not putting Ja Morant either.
I'm not putting KD on Ja Morant.
Why you could put KD on Luka?
I'm not doing that. Why? I'm going to get my best player in foul trouble.
Yeah,
why would I do that?
You're going to get him in foul trouble. Not only are you going to get him in foul trouble, you're going to tire him out when you need him on the offensive end.
I hear you, but that means that the level of 3-and-D guy you need, as I said, like there's a difference between getting the guys they gave up were 3-and-D plus guys. They don't need a dude like that. They just need a guy who can defend.
I saw, like a guy like a Jayshon Tate, mm-hmm. who plays for Houston, 6'5", 6'6", perimeter defender.
Long, yep.
Like you need guys like that that are bought into their roles.
Right. Trotsky in Alabama. You're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Huge fan. Hey, this question's for all of y'all, but especially you, J. Will. Hey, now, let's just say in the next 1 to 2 years, Kevin Durant wins a championship with the Suns. Will this quote unquote championship validate him from under the one that he won with Curry?
No. I mean, for the general public, nah. Everybody's always going. Well, this is CP3's team, or this is Devin Booker's team. He went to a different team. They're never going to give him credit. But I don't think Kevin Durant gives a damn, frankly. I tried to say it before, the basketball is KD's home. He is the ultimate mercenary. That is who Kevin Durant is.
Yeah, well, I want to be very
and
clear.
And it will validate it, though, Jake. And the reason I think it will validate it is because he wasn't out there campaigning publicly to get out of Brooklyn. It was quiet.
I hear you.
It was nice and easy. So it takes on a different sort of feel.
No, I don't think that's what it's about.
I hear what everybody's saying, man. I don't give a damn what y'all say.
If I won two finals MVPs and two chips, I'm validated.
No, nope. Let me tell you, the people that ask the question.
I don't care what guys' genes alone has to say about my basketball acumen.
When he asks the question, will it validate it?
Y'all eat up these last five minutes, the answer is yes.
I am one of the people who point out, obviously correctly, that the point of winning a championship is not simply because you were the best player on a championship team. It's that you could lead a team to a championship. So when you drop an MVP
caliber, he led that team to two championships.
So when you drop an MVP caliber player on a team that's already won a chip and then won 73 games and came a game away from winning a chip, there's almost no way for that team to lose.
Am I playing within the rules of the game? Am I allowed to do that?
So
if a team has cap space, am I allowed to join a team?
Yes, I am. When you do that, you've gamed the system.
You've created a situation. You game the system every day. I work with you on the show.
Look at you, you're one of the best. Nobody says you invalidate yourself. You have gamed the system. And so the question is, do you need to do something else to prove your greatness? And the answer is
no.
Yes.
No.
And the question as to whether he won one with Phoenix, would it mean more than the one he won in Golden State for him as a player? The answer is yes. Because Kevin Durant doesn't care.
He doesn't care, so the answer is not yes to him. As Jay said, a guy who knows this dude, he doesn't feel that way.
The question wasn't to Durant, it was to the rest of us.
He just wants to win, play basketball, win championships, no matter how they come. You have a problem with him because he joined a 73-win team. He didn't have a problem with it. He joined it and won two.
I don't have a problem with him. You just can't reverse engineer your greatness.
If KD doesn't win a championship and he plays for the next five years and keeps scoring out, is he one of the greatest players ever played
again? Yes.
So, like, what's the next threshold for him?
The greatest player who ever played the game.
So even if he wins one on his own, he's all of a sudden in the conversation for the greatest player.
He climbs the ladder, yeah.
He wins three. Are you putting him above LeBron or Michael
Jordan? Not yet, no.
Okay, so, like, what?
In other words, what your claim is, KD's already so high on the list that barring a move ahead of a guy like LeBron, there's nothing he could do. I disagree. Because I don't know if people are taking him right now against several other players from history who have been the focal point of championship teams differently than him. Who haven't just been parachuted into a ready-baked situation.
Oh, man, stop. Come on, Max.
But that's what's on the... Max, stop that.
He was not parachuted. Yes, they won 73 games, but they didn't win it.
They came a play away from winning the championship.
They did not win it, though.
Yes, and if you would have added any MVP to that team, they would have crushed it. It's called postseason success,
not regular season.
It proves my point. There will be people like Max that will then say, hey, well, look, you know, he kind of forced a trade. He got out of Brooklyn. He got parachuted into. CP3, he never wins unless he has a leader like CP3.
Opposite.
Another
the Phoenix
go-to
Suns,
guy if he doesn't have Devin Booker.
Everyone needs the same excuse.
Max, can I finish my point? It's going to be the same excuse for Kevin Durant when it's all said and done from people like Max.
Okay.
But you're putting words in my mouth.
You're putting words in my mouth. That's not what I think or what I say or what I would say. I would say that the Suns are a very good team. Everyone has to win with a very good team. I don't hold that against KD. They were in the finals. They were not this juggernaut who was supposed to crush everyone, but they were in the finals. They're a good team. That's very different than joining a team that had a chance to be called the greatest team of all time.
They didn't do it in the postseason. Stop, man.
In the West all last year.
Nobody cares about no damn regular season.
Oh,
God. Cut his mic off.
They've had injuries.
Cut that dude's mic off.
Jay, Will, and Max.
It was all a dream.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.